You're listening to UnitedWeStrike.com radio on the International Community Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to the United We Strike Power Marathon. It's June 10th, 2017, and you have myself, Alan James, from Open Your Mind Radio, and hopefully you'll have Steve. Are you there, Steve?
I am indeed. Can you hear me?
I can indeed. We just had a touch and go with the old Skype, yeah?
No, Skype's working 100% here.
Right, okay. We had a little bit of a problem this end then. Okay, welcome aboard the new United with Strike Radio Marathon. New website, new launch, the Power Marathon, as we're going to call it. We've reduced the time on the interviews so we can pack more information in a smaller time. Now, I'd like to introduce our guest. Our guest for this relaunch of the United with Strike Radio Marathon is a chap called Thomas Williams. You may have heard of Thomas, or you may not have heard of Thomas. Thomas does his own show every Thursday, and it's called the Truth, Honor, and Integrity Show. And you can tune into Thomas. He has a Facebook page, and he does a great show every Thursday. He's based in Florida, so it will be on US time. But we'll find out a bit more about Thomas, because we only have about 30 minutes in this section. Normally, we used to do an hour, but we only have 30 minutes. So we're going to try and cram in as much as we can. Good evening, Thomas. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm doing fine, thanks.
Brilliant stuff. Brilliant. Now, we have to do a very condensed show, because we only have a few minutes. So do you want to give a quick bio on your Truth, Honor, Integrity show, and then we'll get cracking and talk about a few things?
Well, basically, it's a freedom show. It's about empowering the people. It's not about me. I've said this many times on the show. It's about giving people the knowledge and a way to go forward in a stair-stepped manner, because we're being bombarded with too much at the moment. And in it, you will learn about the factions, who's at play. You'll learn about ETs. You'll learn about government corruption. So it covers the whole gamut, the show, the three-hour show, and people ask questions on it. And we do some special shows about the Illuminati, about the factions, about the ETs, and what's going on there, and the general status of we the people.
Now, you don't have a website as such, but you do have a Facebook page, yeah?
Yeah, we also have an alternative to Facebook, because people are getting fed up with Facebook, called MeWe, which is, under the banner Truth, Honor, and Integrity. It's like Facebook without the privacy and the data issues. So, all the mind control.
Brilliant stuff. The one thing I want to talk about on the show today, for the few minutes that we have, and I touched base with Thomas. We had a bit of a chat on Skype there during the week, and Steve, you're probably aware of this as well, but there's an awful lot of people feeling very down. People are in the alternative media, and they're feeling tired. And they're feeling, how long do we have to keep doing this? How long do we have to keep on fighting? And over here in Ireland, I've seen a number of people pull away from different groups. They've either fallen out due to ego or ignorance, or they've left the group and they just said, right, I've had enough. I've done all I needed to do, or what I can do. And now I'm going off. I'm going to take care of myself and do my own thing. And there seems to be an awful lot of that happening. And Steve, have you seen that on your side?
You asked me this last week as well, and I have to say, not really. I know, like, that from time to time we do see groups and individuals infighting in the alternative media. And, you know, some people seem to be getting along, and then all of a sudden they don't seem to be getting along. But I have to say, I haven't seen anybody walk away. I mean, I think a lot of the big players are still part of the revealing of the truth, the spreading of the truth, the awakening of people. I think a lot of the big players are still in the game, unless maybe some of the smaller ones might have walked away. But I mean, if they have, it hasn't come up on my radar.
Okay. I don't know. I know you're busy. You're doing the full-time work and you have the family and everything else. So you're probably not seeing it probably much online, because you're not online as often as I am. Thomas, from your point of view, I'm sure you've come across it. We've talked about this. What are you seeing from your point of view?
Well, it comes into a few categories. one, the infiltration of the alternative media by the cabal. People are now becoming more aware of that. Some of us were warning of it 2 years ago. We weren't listened to too much then now, but it's being encouraged now. And this then comes into the issues of people following certain ones, and if they put all their faith and belief in a certain individual, and suddenly they find that individual is not what they thought it was. Instead of taking that information for what it is and taking it onto another level and finding their own truth, they'll either hold on to the lie or do a runner. And humanity has done this for too long. This is the micro to the macro. Going back many thousands of years ago, we chose to forget pain and trauma. This is the humans from the Atlantean times. It's covered in the series, The 100, The City of Light. They took the pill, they lost the memory, they lost the pain and lost the trauma of the wars that were going on this planet. And so when trauma and pain comes up, people are reluctant to deal with it. And this is, I heard the lady before with Jay Parker mentioning it about people have to start looking at it. That's the key. You have to face your demons. So this is why people now are being divided. I called it out last year. I said it would become more prevalent, the two worlds theory, where there's two worlds living simultaneously. We're not operating in their world, and they're certainly not operating in ours. And it's becoming more and more distinct within families, within social media, within the groups. This divergence of humanity, where there's the people who've accepted the pain and the trauma. I've termed them the sin eaters, because we're absorbing all the trauma and the pain of the truth that's being delivered, whilst they choose to ignore it. And this is what's happening. And a lot of in the alternative community now are struggling with the truth trauma, and it's too much. This is why, going back 2 years ago, I asked people to deal with the shadow sides and do their inner work for this very time. And it's going to increase. The two worlds is going to get wider, so more and more people are going to see it. It's going to happen to families. It's going to happen with loved ones. So many people's loved ones who've been together 20, 30 years are suddenly deciding that partner's not for them anymore, because we're not on the same frequency as them. This is what it all comes down to. We're not on the same frequency. We're not special. We're just different. We've chosen to accept the pain and the trauma of finding out the truth. They haven't.
So this is the whole idea of them being in the matrix, because this does happen. And one of the things, we have a talk coming up in September that we got asked to do. And one of the things myself and Steve are going to be talking about is the waking up process. And what happens is people who do wake up, especially if you're in a relationship and one person wakes up and the other one doesn't, and you end up just having nothing in common with them, because you walk away from all the stuff that you had in common. Maybe you sat down and used to watch sport or certain TV programs or whatever. And when you wake up, you don't have anything in interest. You don't watch these programs anymore. It's completely different. Your consciousness level does change and get higher, because you now have a thirst for knowledge. And obviously, now that you know what's going on, there's going to be more pain coming your way, because, as Thomas said, you know, we've agreed to take on the pain.
Yes.
And this, what I've seen, and I'm sure Thomas and maybe Stevie have seen to a certain extent, is this kind of, I call it the nuttiness, because people are just losing the plot, whether it's down to the energy, the energies that are hitting the planet and causing this effect, because there's people not dealing with it, they're not coping with it, especially when they're in the matrix. And, you know, you have to be grounded and just become an observer and watch what's going on. But sometimes even for people outside the matrix, we can feel it. And sometimes we feel a bit, you know, we have to remember to kind of root ourselves and to calm down and relax. Because I see it around me. I see it in the family. I see it in friends. I see it in people around me, that there just seems to be this level of nuttiness and people doing things that I just think, why would they do something like that? Would you kind of agree with that? Steve, have you seen that?
People doing things that they would normally tend not to do. I suppose, yeah, okay, away from people who are involved in the alternative media, yes, I would have to say I have come across several people who, well, like what you said, people who have been together, who've been growing old together, are now starting to grow apart together. I have noticed that, that, you know, some people, they seem to reach a certain point. Well, it looked to me like they, I'm not going to name names, but it looked to me like people reached a certain point and then something happened. And instead of kind of cementing the relationship and just kind of growing all together, they seem to have gone from one road. It's like as if they hit a junction and they're starting to kind of just separate ever so slowly. You know, they've less and less in common, and it's a, it just seems to be continuing that way. Where, and I mean, I know these people personally, and I have offered my advice when it was asked. But I did have to say at one point in time, you know, if that's what's meant to be, that's what's meant to be, and no amount of glue, sticky tape, is going to fix the situation. You know, if it's a natural process, you just have to go with it. I don't know if you probably would agree with that, but I think, you know, if people are starting to wake up, or if maybe the vibration of the planet has changed and people's lives and their hopes, aspirations and dreams are changing, then I think for two people to stay together for the sake of A, the family, or B, the children, or whatever it may be, a financial situation, a house, a mortgage, you know, I think if people are going to stay together for that particular reason, I think further down the line there's going to be a lot of resentment. I think if you're growing apart, it's just a natural thing, and I think you have to just let it happen. That's my opinion.
Okay, Thomas.
Basically, what we're doing is we're operating on a different vibratory frequency. And so when you've got, it's like the equivalent of the teacher scratching the nails down down the chalkboard at school. It doesn't feel right. It goes right through you. And suddenly the frequencies that came in from the real wave, not wave X, the real wave, that comes in periodically, is altering and triggering people. Now, there's souls that have come in here for one purpose, to wake the planet up, recognize that they're stuck in a matrix system, a construct, and to, there was a great awakening of, particularly over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, of many people suddenly finding they need to know the truth. And that is a soul awakening that's happening on a soul level. And these people are here to fix what has taken place here. It's gone on for many, many thousands of years. And so it's a soul memory awakening. Now, if people are operating from a soul level, those soul beings are from a higher frequency. They operate on a higher frequency than the ones in the physical, and this is the difference that people are recognizing, and why so many families are breaking up, because there's people who want to operate no longer in the lie and people who want the truth. And you can love people as much as you like. I know it by personal experience. I was married for 32 years. We just drifted apart the further I went into this research. I've been researching since the last 30 years. But as it got into the deeper levels and things started changing for me, and my experiences started to change, it freaked her out. And I couldn't have done what I've done for the last 5 years, and the radio shows and the many other things that don't get discussed on the radio shows in private. I couldn't have done it with her. So she had to go. And it's sad in many ways. You spend so much time with those people. But there's a higher course here. There's a higher path. And it's not about you. It's about us all. there's a higher calling, and we have to step up. We can't keep jumping back in to the matrix and the synthetic lifestyle with the hive mind. It's convenient. It's not convenient.
It's the resentment that would happen, because when you wake up and you feel this energy and you want to, you have this thirst for knowledge, and you want to learn and you want to meet like-minded people, and you're not going to do the same things that your partner wants to do. And then when your partner stops you from doing something, or they think, oh, that's all silly, that's all conspiracy theory, it does create resentment. And then at the end, it's inevitable what will happen.
Yes. It's harsh on the people. All of us in the alternative media have suffered greatly because we've chosen the higher path. It's a different path. It doesn't make us special. It's just, it is what it is. But we've had people that have come to this planet for many thousands of years to try and teach the people a better way and how to get out of the matrix. We're trapped in it. Now, many of the things that I'm aware of that have entrapped us have been fixed on a galactic and solar and planetary level. A lot of the issues now is people are just stuck. They're looking for others to fix things for them. This, as I said on a recent show about the metronome, and the metronome, the thing you put on the piano and it conducts the time. Well, basically, people are in a metronome where the metronome is swinging from one side to the other. It's victim or savior, victim or savior. Well, no, you have to go in the middle, into the balance. And if you're waiting for governments or gurus or ETs or anybody else to save you, you'll spend the rest of your life waiting. We save us.
And it's very hard, though, Thomas. It's very hard to do that because, people, I see people over here. I see what's going on in Ireland. Maybe the US is different. And Steve, you've seen it as well, I'm sure, where what we're seeing, we know there's blatant corruption. It's right in our face. And we've seen it. There's a two-tiered judicial system. And God knows what else is going on in the government. And people are just so kind of worn down or beaten down or involved in their own bubble, that the I'm okay bubble, where I'm okay Jack bubble, where nobody just seems to care as long as it doesn't affect them. It's what did Ryan,
it's convenience.
Yeah.
It's convenience. Everything's a convenience. And that convenience is absolutely killing us.
Yeah,
playing a convenient life. I'll just go along with it because it's convenient. No, it's not. It's damaging in the long term. Address the issues and go, I'm not taking part in that. I'm not putting my money in X bank because they're rogue. I'm not putting my, I'm not going to buy their products because that particular brand is not good for us. You boycott them, but then it comes down, oh, it's just easier to go and buy from Walmart. Well, no, it's just as easy to go and buy from the local farm market. It's all to do with habit.
Yeah,
and
we have.
You can. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I'm just watching the time there. This is what United with Strike is all about boycotting the big companies. We have to hit them where it hurts. There's a DJ over here who's no longer with us. Steve might remember him. Ryan, do you remember his name?
Steve? Oh, Jerry Ryan.
Jerry,
yeah.
Ryan. He said, Ireland is a country full of NIMBYs, and a NIMBY is not in my backyard. And as long as it's not happening in my backyard, then I don't really care. And unfortunately, we do have to care. We do have to wake up. We have to be part of community again, because that's the only way we're going to make a difference. And the divide and conquer is what the elites do. And it's working well, because I've seen more and more people split up and divide and fall out over silly things. It could be ego, could be ignorance, could be arrogance. But it's just, we have to know what their games are and go against that and be aware of it. But, I don't know whether we'll ever get there. Thomas?
Well, I came up with a plan about how we fix it, and I'm going to be doing a video of some description on a narrative that's going to go on the peoplesclub.org. I know you've covered it in your own show about the $1 or £1 or €1 a week.
Yeah.
I'm going to document it and put it down how we fix ourselves. We're all stuck in jobs that most of us hate. Why don't we create our own jobs with our own money, with $1 or €1 a week, where we can eliminate credit card debt. We can even eventually, if it takes off, we can eliminate mortgage debt also. We could wait for legal people, and there's many of them out on the internet. We could wait years for that. We could fix it ourselves. Now we can create our own jobs that we want to do, not what they're giving it to us. So,
the solution is very simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is very simple. $1 a month. And over here in Ireland, if we have 4.5-5 million people, if even 100,000 people gave €1 a month to a fund, that's 100,000 euros a month coming in. How many people could we help with their credit cards or debt with that money?
Or get the homeless off the streets. There's no end to it. Or we create organic farming and shut down the Monsanto.
Yeah.
It was $1 instead of wasting it on lotteries where you've got 1 in 243 million chance of winning. With your €1 a week or one a month, if that's all you can afford, you win every single week because every single penny is going back to us, not to the tax people who then put it into black budgets that control us. Stop it. Put money into the people.
Yeah. No, it's a great idea, and it's a very simple idea. And if people actually came together and all did that, we could actually make a massive difference. And all it takes is $1 or €1, and that would be fantastic. We're just about ready to wrap things up. Steve, I'll give you a few minutes there, or a minute, if you want to add in anything you want to add in there.
The only thing I would add in, Alan and Thomas, is yes, we do have a fight on our hands. Will we ever see it right through to fruition whereby everyone's awake and everyone knows exactly what's going on? Well, I'd like to think yes, but in reality, my logical brain is saying no, because every time we start making headways and, you know, we start kind of educating people, we do have what we like to call mini victories or little victories, but maybe we'll have a lot of mini victories and it'll, you know, we will get there in the end, but I think the powers that be seem to be one step ahead. And, you know, if it's not... Yeah. If it's not reality TV, all the crap that they churn out on TV that just gets people addicted, smartphones, iPhones, people staring into screens all the time. The latest bloody thing now, what's it, fidget spinners? I mean, Jesus Christ, beggars belief, people are more interested in a ball bearing and spinning it around and watching it and just, you know, staring into nothingness than I've seen adults playing with these as well, not just kids. You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, look, I want to think that we will win in the end because every one of us, not just us here this evening, everyone listening to the broadcast and everyone across the world who's not with us this evening, we've all invested a lot of time, energy and effort into doing this. And we're all very passionate about it. And I just hope we reach the end goal in the end. A lot of people say we will, and a lot of people are saying, oh, something's going to happen on this date and there's going to be a turn up for the best. Well, will it happen? I don't know. But, you know, we live in hope as who was always advocating hope? Barack Obama.
Okay.
So, we don't want their type of hope.
No. Okay, we're gonna have to wrap it up there. I'm sorry, we have to finish up there. Okay, well, you're listening to the United with Strike Radio Power Marathon on June 10th, 2017. And before we go, Thomas, can you quickly send over your link information there if people want to find you?
Yes, we're on the Spreaker.com, Tommy Williams. It's on a YouTube channel, Tommy Williams, and we're on the Facebook page, The Truth, Honor and Integrity. If you go on YouTube, you just type in Truth, Honor and Integrity and you'll find all the archives.
Brilliant stuff. Steve, do you want to give out the OAM details there?
Yeah, if you want to check us out, we're on Sunday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. That's GMT. It's oimradio.com. You will find us there. As I say, it's a live show. We've got chat rooms as well, so people can log in and ask questions, or you can ring in, and there's loads of information. It's a great show, so do check us out.
Okay, we're going to go to a break, and after the break, we're going to have the round table. So we're all going to stay on, and hopefully we'll be joined by more people, and then we'll have the round table, and we can all have a chat about what's going on, the bigger picture. For myself, Alan James, take it easy. Steve and George as well, Open Your Mind Radio. We'll see you after break.
This is United We Strike Radio on the International Community Radio Network. Don't buy, don't comply, ask why. UnitedWeStrike.com Radio.
Hi, this is Jordan Page. In light of the recent events in Oregon, I just wrote a song that I want to share with you. This is called The Ballad of Lavoie Finicum. Subtext, Cowboys Stand for Freedom.
He was a man who loved to walk the land. Turn his cheek, but also take a stand. His conviction called, he followed what he felt was right. Well, there's no telling just what time will bring. You can live for nothing or for everything. But when the pushes come to shove, and tell me, will you find? Cowboys stand for freedom. I'm just talking about a name carved in a stone. A friend and brother to anyone. He's riding off into the setting sun. Drive on, cowboy. Heading home. Well, there's almost right, and then there's nearly wrong. As you live your life from sunrise to dawn, and then it's over, and the moment's gone. You can testify to things unseen, but the world is blind, can't see a thing. All you can do is try to be a human being. I'm only talking about a cowboy stand for freedom. I'm just talking about a name stone. A friend and brother to anyone. He's riding off into the setting sun. Drive on, cowboy, he's heading home. I know not what course other men may take. The weight of justice is a heavy load, and I'm living by a code. He left his home to go and take a stand. His voice rang out across the deafening land, and in the end it was a bullet that exposed the lies. A truth remembered is a battle won. Though his murder cannot be undone, it rings out like an echo, thundering across the night. But here's to all the cowboys, stand for freedom. them from afar with hearts of stone. He's riding off to the setting sun, the thoughts of many from the voice of one. Well, drive on, cowboy, your work is done. Well, Godspeed, cowboy, we'll carry on.